Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. More students returned to Kansas public and accredited private K-12 schools this year after headcounts at schools around the state took a hit in the years since the start of the pandemic. But headcounts still remain below the pre-pandemic peaks, and a trend of declining birth rates and overall population loss in the state means enrollment may never fully recover from the biggest drop in K-12 enrollment in years. A slight increase was expected, especially now that schools have returned to relatively normal post-pandemic environments. And the Seward County Republicans appointed County Treasurer J.P. Bizette as more.
A quorum of precinct committee members appointed Mary Rose to fill the position of Seward County Treasurer, as current Treasurer Kitty Romine will be retiring on January 1st. Rose was nominated with no opposition. The vote was taken and Rose's confirmation was unanimous. She will serve until the next election in 2024.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Horse owners are being warned not to feed their animals select lots of alfalfa cubes after dozens of horses have either gotten sick or died. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said the recall involves Top of the Rockies alfalfa cubes, and the recalled alfalfa cubes were distributed to feed stores and co-ops in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Montana, New Mexico, Texas, and Wisconsin. However, they may have been distributed elsewhere. The Food and Drug Administration has reported that some people found what appears to be fur and animal tissues in the alfalfa cubes, and this indicates that material from an animal or animals may have been incorporated into the cubes during alfalfa harvesting, and some people have reported a foul odor in some of the bags. The FDA reports that Clostridium botulinum, the bacterium that causes botulism, is commonly present in decaying animal carcasses, and testing of the alfalfa cubes and other feed and tissue samples is in progress. So far, the FDA is aware of at least 98 horses in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas that showed neurological symptoms, and at least 45 of them have died or were euthanized due to declining health. Anyone with the affected alfalfa cubes should throw them away in a secure container and place them in a covered garbage container so no other animals can get them. The FDA also warns people to avoid handling the cubes directly and to wear disposable gloves and a face mask, preferably an N95 respirator, while throwing the cubes away and cleaning any bins or containers where they were kept. Anyone who thinks their horse got sick after eating contaminated food is urged to contact their veterinarian before reporting the illness to the FDA through the safety reporting portal or by calling their state's FDA consumer complaint coordinators. If possible, share the brand name and the lot numbers of what the horse ate. Anyone with questions can contact Manzanola Feeds by calling 719-462-5638 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. On Monday, Governor Kelly released her three-part Axing Your Taxes plan to save Kansans more than $500 million over the next 3 years. Last spring, Governor Kelly signed the Axe the Food Tax bill to gradually eliminate the 6.5% state sales tax on groceries, which is one of the highest in the country, starting January 1st of 2023. However, if passed, the first part of her axing your taxes plan would supersede the gradual reduction and immediately zero out the tax, as well as the state tax on other essentials like diapers and feminine hygiene products, which were not included in the 2022 bill. The second part of the axing your taxes plan would create a 3-day 0% sales tax holiday every August on school supplies, personal computers, instructional materials, and art supplies. The holiday would provide relief to families and teachers who are gearing up for back to school and keep Kansas retailers competitive to surrounding states. Right now, Kansans who earn less than $75,000 annually do not pay state income tax on Social Security income. But once they earn a dollar more, including through investments and life insurance policies, the entirety of their Social Security income is subject to state income tax. The third part of Governor Kelly's Axing Your Taxes plan would smooth out that cliff so no Kansan making under $100,000 pays full taxes on Social Security. Governor Kelly said she's calling on legislators of both parties to support these bills and provide practical financial relief to families and retirees across our great state. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they've reopened K-383 to traffic in Phillips County between Long Island and the U.S. 183 junction. The 6-mile section has been closed since March for reconstruction. A final asphalt overlay on the road is planned for spring of 2023. The reconstruction is part of the T-Works project to reconstruct the 26-mile corridor between the East U.S. 36 junction in Norton County to U.S. 183 in Phillips County. Venture Corporation of Great Bend served as the primary contractor for the $11.8 million project. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
As very cold weather gets ready to sweep across Kansas, experts are sharing some tips on heating your home and ensuring your pipes don't freeze. Experts say that first, you need to check your air filters and make sure they're not built up with dust and debris. And along with checking those filters, it's important to check your carbon monoxide units and check that your thermostats are in order. Along with making sure the heat is working, with temperatures soaring to new lows this week, it's crucial that you do everything you can to prevent your pipes from freezing, including disconnecting any outside hoses, which could cause serious damage. Turn your water on to a slow trickle and make sure you have movement throughout the home. Finally, check on your neighbors, check on your friends, and make sure you're keeping your pets inside. Or if that isn't possible, make sure they have adequate protection to keep warm. Because remember, if you're cold, they're cold. The Hanson Museum in Logan, Kansas holds an annual arts and crafts fair the third Saturday in August and chooses 12 Artists of the Month winners. And each winner has an area in the museum to display their art or craft to sell for 1 month. One of those artists, Bruce Bitter, creates his own metal art designs through a variety of methods, which includes hand-drawing his patterns directly and cutting them out with a plasma torch to create stunning metal art. The metal is then hand-ground with different patterns, which produce a variety of light reflections, and he uses the flame of the torch as a paintbrush to create beautiful colors on stainless steel pieces that will dazzle the eye of the beholder. On display and available for purchase are Christmas ornaments, crosses, American flags, and country-themed wall hangings. Bruce has been perfecting his craft for over 28 years, and his portfolio includes 9/11 memorial plaques in 8 different Kansas airports, the largest of which is the Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport in Wichita. Constructed out of a metal beam from the World Trade Center Twin Towers, each plaque contains the words, "We will never forget," and depicts an eagle flying in front of the Twin Towers. And if you've ever driven through Plainville on Highway 183, you've surely seen Bruce's work, a veterans memorial with the U.S. flag and service members representing each branch of the service. Commissioned over the past 5 years, Bruce has made military-themed park benches, patio tables, pole banners, waste receptacles, and a swing set. You can visit the museum to view Bruce's metal art throughout the month of December, and while you're there, you can enjoy the World War I Life in the Trenches exhibit. The museum is open weekdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays and holidays 1 to 5. They are closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. The museum is handicap accessible, and thanks to the generosity of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, there is never an admission fee. The Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made the move to a new location, but there's much more to the transition than just a physical address. For example, the department offers virtual visits as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point. And with the virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments, and people may feel more comfortable checking in virtually. This option is also desirable for patients who have traveled quite a distance to the hospital, and it's a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility, however, that person may be available for a virtual session. Fortunately, there's real no difference between scheduling a virtual visit and an in-person one. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they would normally do. Patients can find a new location at 711 North Norton Avenue and can make an appointment by calling 785-874-2222. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. I'm Natalie Hadley, your KQNK News, was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Everyone at Hoagland's Market would like to take this time to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. May your heart be filled with peace and love as you celebrate the reason for this joyous season. From Hoagland's Market in Alma, remember no sales tax at Hoagland's Market, fresh produce, and full-service meat counter. Northern Valley USD 212 wishes friends, family, and neighbors the best of the holiday season. Today's world focuses on receiving, but the meaning behind Christmas is giving, so give someone a smile or a wave today. Merry Christmas from the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley USD 212.
You've got enough on your plate, so let Town & Country Kitchen of Norton help you out with homemade pies. There's always a variety in the case ready for single servings. Or call ahead for whole pies, 877-3511. BJ, Candace, and the entire crew wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for your support. And remember, for home-cooked meals served with friendly smiles, stop by Town & Country Kitchen on East Highway 36 in Norton, serving lunch buffet every day, including Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office and the Department of Agriculture are evaluating proposed amendments to Mexico's decree to ban the use and purchase of biotech commodities. In a joint statement, USTR Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack say, "We agreed to review their proposal closely and follow up with questions or concerns in short order." Adding, "There is a joint recognition that time is of the essence and we must determine a path forward soon." The two officials met with a delegation of senior Mexican government officials in Washington, D.C. late last week. On the same day, a group of more than 20 farm state senators urged USTR and USDA to take action against Mexico's proposal to ban U.S. genetically engineered corn. The senators write, "It would be detrimental to food security in Mexico, hurt U.S. agricultural sustainability, and stifle future agricultural technology innovations that would benefit both nations." The Department of Agriculture last week mailed the 2022 Census of Agriculture paper questionnaires to all known agriculture producers across the nation and Puerto Rico. Producers in the states received their survey codes last month with an invitation to respond online. Any producer who has yet to respond online now has the option to complete the Ag Census at agaccountsusda.gov or by mail. Producers who have already responded online do not need to respond again. The deadline for response is February 6, 2023. USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Hubert Hammer says, "We know producers are busy, which is why NASS worked to make responding to the Ag Census more convenient than ever before. Responding to the Census of Agriculture is required by law, and the same law requires NASS to keep all information gathered confidential. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network."
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Arctic air, snow, and wind are all headed for the Central Plains. Get ready for single-digit highs on Thursday, just about statewide, and areas of snowfall and blowing snow and wind chills as low as minus 40. All that's from an Arctic air mass that's moving into the northern plains right now and will reach our state late Wednesday and hang around Friday and likely into the Christmas weekend. A wind chill watch is in effect statewide from Wednesday night through Friday morning. Winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, along with the extreme cold, will be driving those wind chills well below zero before things finally start to moderate a little bit by Friday afternoon. On the map heading into this afternoon, a ridge of high pressure has moved into north central and northeastern Kansas with cold air. That'll keep that part of our state in the 20s today. We'll have 30s elsewhere and some occasional cloud cover. A stationary front is set up just off to our west, causing breezy conditions for our western high plains. Overnight, partly cloudy, lows in the single digits north and teens and 20s for the southern counties. Looking at tomorrow, we'll have one more day of relatively mild weather with a mix of sun and clouds, afternoon highs back in the 30s and 40s. Our blast of Arctic air gets here late Wednesday into Thursday. Expect snow and wind and single-digit highs on Thursday, wind chills minus 20 to minus 40. Our northwest counties will be in the mid-20s to mid-30s for the afternoon, low to mid-teens overnight. Low to mid-20s north-central tonight, single digits and low teens. Low to mid-20s northeast and mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Low to mid-30s southwest and tonight, mid to upper teens. Upper 20s and low 30s south-central. And tonight, upper teens and low 20s. For the southeast counties, low to mid-30s and low to mid-20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
As a farmer, growing your business is more than just a 9-to-5. It's your life's work. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system goes all in to help you stay on top. Backed by decades of innovation, offering the latest trait technology and triple herbicide tolerance, plus more weed species controlled than any other soybean system. Because you mean business, and so do we. Learn more at systemofchoice.com. Claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and...
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
See the kids brunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all, the bustle you hear. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Smooth.
soon it will be Christmas Day.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.